Welcome to the Play in Faith podcast, where we dive into the world of sports through the lens of optimism, inspiration, and faith. We're on a mission to infuse youth sports culture with positivity and joy while building the largest network of college Christian athlete mentors in the world. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy today's show.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Coach Chris from the Play in Faith podcast. I am super excited today. We have our first high school athlete coming on the show to represent the Play in Faith podcast. She is an unbelievable cross-country runner and even better human being. We have Mia Hodgson from Wallasey High School and soon to be Pepperdine University. So how's it going today, Mia?
It's going good. Yeah, I'm doing good.
See, we even got her. She has a free period. She's not skipping class right now, so it's okay. It's okay. So Mia, you are a senior at Wallasey High School, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And we just wrapped up our cross-country season. I know it went absolutely fantastic. So tell me a little bit about your cross-country season this year and kind of some of the cool stuff that happened along the way.
Yeah. Well, going into the season, it looked a lot different than most years. I had knee surgery in May, so my track season came to an end very early. I didn't get to do the championship season at all. And so I missed out on a lot of training my senior year. I was biking all summer, just doing anything I could possible to get back into shape.
Yeah, I'd imagine with cross country, that's a tough break to not have the regular cardio. Wow.
Yeah. And the surgery wasn't even, I had orthoscopic surgery on my knee, so which is not, you know, anything insane. It's not anything major, but it still just takes such a toll, it took such a toll on me mentally and physically.
Yeah. And so then obviously you got rehabbed in time for the season. So what's the recovery period like that? I mean, obviously you're not going to go out and, you know, belt out 5-7 miles running after you get scoped. So how long were you out before you could even start just like a light jog or any kind of running?
I think 2 months.
2 months.
Like end of July, I finally started. I think I was doing like a workout of like 2 minutes running, 2 minutes walking, and that was the most I could do for like 15 minutes at a time by end of July.
And so for those people that aren't quite as acquainted with the sport, right? Because obviously it's a very demanding sport, super popular high school sport. Probably not something that the casual viewers catching on television like they might a football game or a baseball game or a basketball game. So when is the cross country season start in Indiana? Because it is a fall sport here.
Yeah. So first meets typically August, mid-August. I think August 16th was our first meet. So I'd only been running for like 3 weeks when I had
that's crazy.
Day, which was not my favorite thing to do in the world, but it's okay. It definitely just challenged me. But then typically conference is like the first week of October, and then state is normally like the first weekend of November.
So I'm going to back up because state is normally the first week of November. State is normally not a meet that the average runner gets to participate in. So here's a little compliment for you. So I kind of like that state is just part of the casual schedule. And the reason why is you have participated in state, I believe, three years, right? You made it as a sophomore and then 3 years since, correct?
Yeah.
So how'd it go this year?
It went well. I didn't run a PR or anything, but I think I was just happy to finally feel like myself again running. This season I did really struggle. I just didn't feel like myself when I was running. I was just running slower times, and I don't really know how to describe it, but I feel like all runners run those things, or even like all athletes, like sometimes you just really don't feel like yourself after an injury, and it takes time to just feel like your old self again. And regionals was one of the first meet that I felt like that all season. And so I think I was just happy and grateful at state.
Yeah, so to back up a little bit, so obviously, I mean, rehabbing injuries, no fun. And even though it's not a major like ACL surgery or something, it's still a surgery for a young athlete immediately before your season. So 3 weeks to train. So take me through what's going through your head. your meet in mid-August. You're 3 weeks into training. I would imagine generally you'd be months and months and months and months into training, probably never stop training. So what's going through your head
Yes.
before that first meet?
I knew I had to really just break it down and kind of realize, like, okay, I'm not gonna run a very good time. Realistically, like, I'm not gonna run the best time in the world. And I just kind of had to take a step back and realize, like, I took this season, like my freshman year. I put all my past times behind me. I didn't think about my PRs. I didn't think about what I've ran on these certain courses before, and I just was like, I just need to start over, and I just need to keep building and improving from where I'm at. So, yeah, my first meet was not great, but I wasn't mad about it. I was understanding with myself, and it was really hard to do
Bet.
because that was, I think, the second slowest time I've ever ran in my entire high school career.
Really?
And the other one being my very first 5K ever, my freshman year. So it mentally was like, wow.
Ouch. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's got to be tough. And I had a conversation with a college athlete just a couple days ago, and baseball player lost his entire junior year. Right. And I said, man, that must have been rough. What was that like mentally? He's an unbelievable young man, grounded in his faith. And his answer stunned me. He said, you know, Chris, that's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me and the biggest blessing of my life. And
Yeah.
for people that may not be as rooted in faith or just most human beings, right? That is a strange answer. How is having the thing that means the most to you taken away the best thing that ever happened? And just framed it up as that it really brought a new appreciation and a joy to what we're doing, and also an opportunity to kind of find his identity beyond just his sport. So I think it speaks a
Yeah.
lot to your character. I can't imagine how tricky that is because this is not, it is a team sport, but it's not, right? I mean, in some sense, your time
Yeah.
is your time. It's like, yes, we are a team, but Mia is this number on the scoreboard. So you see the second worst number of your high school career as a senior, who is a multi-time state qualifier. So how did you get to that place mentally where you were able to give yourself the grace and the patience and the understanding to not just be the number on the scoreboard? How'd you get there?
Yeah, it was hard. It was tough, I won't lie. Just because also, this is my first injury and I've never experienced anything like it. I've never really had to face like this much adversity before. So yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. Like, it was very hard. And sometimes, yeah, like, I did not handle it the best and I was angry. And I definitely wish I would have handled it better. But now I think, looking back, towards just the end of the season when I started improving and the pieces started falling into place, I feel like I realized why that had happened. And it also just taught me really, like, to be faithful during hard times.
Sure.
And I wish I would have been more faithful, like, and I was, but it's just so hard to
Oh, I
just put
understand.
100% your trust in God. And I really do wish, like, I would have just fully committed to him during those hard times, during those hard periods. But now I feel like I know, like, during another hard time, if I ever do face another injury or go through something, like, I can use that as an example and I can look back on that.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. I mean, we always say on this show and in all of our literature, sports is the greatest dress rehearsal for life. And whether we hang up our uniform in middle school, high school, college, or beyond, the lessons that we can take from sports when used properly, that's going to serve you really well when you're off running companies or just dominating the world as a boring adult someday. Right? It's those really good lessons that we learn
Yeah.
from sports. And I think it's just great. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that perspective because there
Yeah.
are a lot of high school athletes that are going through that. The rash of injuries, it's higher than it's ever been. We're seeing, for whatever reason, just so many injuries at a young age. So many athletes' identity is fully wrapped up in what we do as a sport. So that's a lot to be
Yeah.
taken away. So I know you mentioned that you leaned heavily on your faith, and that you said maybe you wish you would have leaned in a little more. I think that's a struggle for all of us at any age.
Yeah.
But obviously, you've been very, very bold about your faith. And one of the things that just I've admired as someone in our community is seeing the impact that you've had on other runners. For those of you who have never seen Mia run or aren't familiar with her career, it is totally normal for her to be almost tattooed, not permanently, be tattooed with Bible verses like on your arm and on your leg. So when did you start doing that, and what gave you the boldness to be out here running with just Bible verses written all over your body?
Yeah, so I started doing that the end of my freshman year during track season. And just Bible verses have always been a big thing that I think about when I run. Like Joshua 1:9 is my favorite by far. Do not be afraid or discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you may go. Like that's one that just
Love it.
replays in my head constantly. But there's so many more, and I just think they're such good reminders. And I just kind of thought like, okay, why not just write this on my leg? And I can't like I don't remember if I wanted to spark conversations or what, my full intention behind it was my freshman year, but I just know that it did end up sparking a ton of conversations with people.
I bet.
And like other teammates started doing it, and it creates a lot of questions and like just opportunities for me to talk to people, which I loved. And so I just was like, okay, I gotta keep doing this now. Like it's great. It's been great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think as a runner, you have so many good verses to choose from too. And the Bible is just full of run your race, compete, do not be afraid. I spoke with the head basketball coach at Indiana Wesley, and he said there's 365 examples of do not be afraid in the Bible. I don't know if he was rounding or he's exact. His biblical knowledge puts mine to shame. He's amazing. But I mean, this core philosophy for athletes that not only do we want to compete fearlessly, it's biblical. We are instructed and implored to compete and to live victoriously without fear. The coolest thing about you being willing to be that bold, and for those of you who don't know, Wawasee is a public high school, so Mia is in a public high school. Lots of wonderful Christian athletes in our school, but certainly not a private Christian school. So it's a bold step in faith. And I've noticed this year, my daughter is at my oldest is at the middle school, and half those kids had Bible verses written on their legs, written on their shoulders, and I am almost 100% sure that is you. So, does that make you proud? You should be proud.
Yeah, that does. I think it's really nice just because I think I've looked up to people too, and I do want to be a good example. I know I'm not like some huge like famous person, but if I can like impact a few kids around here, like that's all I can do, and especially like in a good way, and in a way to honor God is what,
Yeah.
that's the goal. That's the goal.
Well, it's funny when you say you may not be a huge famous celebrity. I will tell you, just raising a couple young athletes, and one of the things I love about our Play in Faith mission is for some of these late elementary, middle school, even early high school athletes, people like you that are having this level of success are famous to them. I've seen like my daughters meet like local high school basketball stars, and it's like they said hello to Taylor Swift. Like their eyes are so wide. So you are having this like massive, massive impact on your community and on your culture. And it's just fantastic to watch like just some of the ripple effect you've had throughout our cross country and track programs. So
Yeah,
school
well,
is, oh, go ahead, please. No, you
no,
can't see her. She's blushing. This is audio only. But if you saw the video,
yeah.
we have thoroughly embarrassed me. I'm sorry. So high school career is from a cross country standpoint coming to a close. Obviously you still have high school track season coming up in the spring, but your running career is far from over. So tell us a little bit about what's next. This is very exciting.
So I just really recently committed to Pepperdine University. It's been a dream school of mine for I think since fifth grade. So I think just having like another 4 years too, just really helped me mentally, going through, my injury, but also just, and it's exciting that I get to continue like what I love to do for another 4 years. So.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously it does take a little bit of burden off, right? You know you've gotten to
Yeah.
that next step, but it also comes with a heck of a lot of work. I think I get to get so many interesting perspectives because I talk with athletes of all ages, but also athletic directors, professional athletes, coaches, and I hear often that a lot of young athletes like the idea of being a college athlete. However, the reality is a little bit different. So you have signed up for quite a commitment. So for all of these young runners out there, obviously you've got a legion of fans. They are trying to dress and look and act just like you. They probably want to get to a similar spot. A lot of them, college is the dream. So take me through what it takes to get to this level and from a, like how you what are you doing for it from a training standpoint, off season? What does it look like for like an aspiring collegiate runner?
Definitely just, a lot of hard work, and the reality is you're gonna be doing things alone sometimes. Not everybody wants to put in the work that you want to put in. There's been, many runs that I've had to do alone. The winters and the summers for me look, they're tough just because not everyone wants to put in that work, and that's just the reality. And so you have to be willing to do it on your own, and just hold yourself accountable. And it's really hard sometimes because, if it's winter and your options are, oh, I have to run 5 miles either on the treadmill or outside in the 20-degree weather. Like, it's not ever going to be ideal, and it's not ever going to be just all fun. And but I just think, like, keeping in mind that it's worth it, and like the feeling of just knowing, like, getting to the point, like getting to the state meet or
Sure.
getting to commit to a college, like, that's when you know, like, all your hard work has paid off. And I remember that feeling. I hold on to that feeling when I'm like running alone or just going through
Sure.
it and just going through the motions of being an athlete. 'Cause like, I am like a two sport athlete, but in reality I'm running all
Yes.
year. Like, I get 2 weeks off right now. So right after state, I get 2 weeks off, and then I get 2 weeks off end of track season. But you're working all year long, and it just never stops. But I would say it is for sure worth it, because I cannot imagine myself not like being a college athlete. Not that I'm there yet, but
Sure. Oh, it's coming.
I've just always known I've wanted to run, and it was just never a question. But I would definitely say too, to people who want to do their sport in college, like, you do have to love what you do.
Oh, for sure.
It's not going to be fun 24/7, but I think at the end of the day that you should love what you do, if you want to pursue that for another 4 years.
Yeah, it's easy to talk about, look, you're a multi-sport athlete, but at the end of the day, you are a runner. You run, and that is probably interesting for a lot of folks to wrap their head around. If you grew up playing a more traditional team sport, running was the punishment. It was you made a mistake on the line, down and back, right? Like, I try not to, I don't really like my girls running just for the point of running. We want them with a ball in their hands. But if they're messing around and not focused, all right, maybe we're gonna have to get on the line and run a little bit. And so other people's punishment is your pleasure. So right off the bat, right, that is a different level of work ethic. And it's a really cool interview with the late Charlie Kirk, and he was talking about this idea that he just always assumed that everybody wanted to be successful. He just assumed that was a basic human drive. Well, everybody wants to accomplish these things. And he said once he realized that no, most people don't actually want to put in the work to be successful, he realized, oh, so all I have to do is just outwork everybody. Cool. Got it. Done. And so at what age did you realize that you were wired a little bit differently, that you are going to go do that run of that 5 mile run when your friends and some of your teammates are like, It's a little chilly today. Like, at what age did that really kick in? Because that is a different level that it takes to be successful in anything, right? So when did you realize you had that?
This is hard because, like, in all honesty, like, I have loved running since I was probably 6 years old. And, like, in all honesty, like, I knew I was good at it. I would beat, people in the pacer test or the elementary mile or whatever. So it wasn't
Sure.
like, completely shocked me. But, I think when I was younger, I did just love it because I was better at it. And it was finally something I was good at because I'm not very coordinated. I'm not very good at any other sport. So running was the first thing I was actually
Oh, I
good
gotta feel you to
at.
figure it out, but sure, all right, be humble, that's nice.
So I think that was new and exciting for me. And I just, yeah, when I was younger. Yeah, I think as I got older, I always loved the sport, but I think coming into high school, I realized like this was something I took more seriously than most people. Yeah, like it was honestly like kind of a shock to me because I just kind of thought like once you got to high school, like only the people who were really serious about a sport did it. And that just kind of wasn't the case.
Sure.
And so I knew like I had to make decisions that I didn't always want to make, like miss out on fun things or miss out on skipping around and getting ice cream to actually go put in the work.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like a normal thing, and again, it's the beauty of sports, right? Most things in life are that way, you know? I think we always assume people just luck into their big break, and you know, one of the things I love speaking on in my outside of my career is like that luck is not an accident. We create our own luck far much more than we realize. Luck is almost always the byproduct of effort and creating opportunities for ourselves. So, you know, obviously that you've been willing to put in that work, and now you are going to be headed to the next level. So we're coming up on our time here, but for all of those little girls out there and guys that are following in your footsteps running, I know you mentioned a couple of your favorite verses. Any other like standouts? Like, what did you write on? What was your verse for the state meet? What was the game day verse? Do you remember? Oh, I put you on
Was
the spot.
2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4:9 maybe something. It was about like the last race. Like I have fought the fight. I have finished the race.
Yeah, it's a good verse.
My mom sent it to me like 2 weeks prior. And at this point, like I didn't even know if I was gonna make it to state. Like I was super stressed out, and she was like, "You should use this." And I was like, "Ah, like don't you tell me that right now. I don't know if I'm gonna make it, but." I did love that verse just because, like, last cross
Yeah.
country race of the season, I just thought like, I have fought the fight, like I'm running my last race, like I put in a lot of work and God's been by my side like through it all, every step. And so that I thought that was a good verse to end it off.
No, that's fantastic. Well, again, thank you so much for what you mean to our local athletic community and the influence you're having on so many young athletes, not just runners and track athletes. Good luck in this spring season. I know cross country may have been what got you to college, but we still have one more season of Wallasey Sports. I know our entire community is super proud of you and has enjoyed following your career. I know I'll be praying for you. Our listeners will certainly be praying for you this season. And Mia, just thank you so much for your time. What a blessing to have you on. And I cannot wait to see what God has in store for you the next 4 years at Pepperdine. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Plan Faith podcast. If you love what you heard, please take a moment to rate our show and share it with your friends and fellow athletes. Together, we can spread the joy and positivity that youth sports deserves. And be sure to visit planfaith.com for more fantastic resources. We're on a mission to build a vibrant community of Christian athlete mentors that are not just a voice your athlete will listen to, but one they should. Until next time, keep playing in faith.